What would you say has been your biggest motivator to just go after the things that you really want?
And I don't mean this in a bleak way, but I only got so much time on this beautiful earth. I think taking advantage of what limited time we do have, I have big goals, I have big dreams for what I want to accomplish. I think that's been a massive motivator that helps get me up in the morning, is saying I've been blessed to have the opportunities that I have, but there's still a lot of work that needs to get done to go where I want to go. So being able to look forward and say, wow, there's been a lot of great stuff that in the past, but being able to say, hey, that's awesome. And then, yeah, as I said, look forward and go, there's so much that I can still achieve. There's so much I can still do as I push myself.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I think for myself in particular, I've got a bunch of different goals that I want to achieve. In fact, it's actually interesting because I'm starting to reframe my mindset on goals. I used to set a crazy amount of goals of things that I wanted to do. But now I've switched my mindset to only have a few goals that are bigger, a little more long term, to really make sure that I'm working on something that's important to me daily and not losing sight of the bigger picture and the future thinking aspect of my life. I used to set goals for just crazy things that I'd have. And it was like, I don't know the exact example, but it'd be some like insane amount of money that I wanted to make by the end of the year. And I don't have a job, or I don't know necessarily a lot of the stuff that I could do. And I don't have the skills to back up some of the stuff, and things would just fall flat. A good example of this for me, not monetarily, but my junior year of high school, I decided I wanted to start a podcast, and I was totally all in on this podcast, and it was super cool. I found the clip of the intro, the trailer, which the people who are watching and remember one of the episodes that I released a while ago, by the time you're watching this, I think it was with Ashley Longbottom, if I remember correctly. I mentioned in that episode how I started this podcast, and I was totally all in on the stuff, and it was fantastic, and I loved it so much. That audio clip that I said might be out there, I found it, and it sounded like I recorded the podcast on a potato, and it was about like 20 seconds or so long, and I had no idea what I was doing. I promptly gave up on that pretty quickly. I also announced it to everybody, so it was not a great look, but I think having goals and keeping them to yourself and kind of having a few things that really motivate you and drive you without letting anybody else know much of the stuff, I think that's massive to being able to achieve these goals.
I agree completely. And I don't think there's an issue with setting super high goals. I think if you aim high and come up just short, you aim high, you come up just short, you're still very high up on the totem pole. But also, and what you said was very valuable, don't overextend yourself by setting a million goals. Set a few major goals, and within those major goals, you can have little minor sub goals. But if you set too many, you're gonna overextend yourself. You're gonna overdo it, and you're gonna stress yourself out. You're not gonna have any energy left to achieve that, and you're really not gonna go anywhere. And the end with that, and the goal with these is to make sure you push yourself forward. Is that forward progress? That's a big thing for me. You don't want to make backwards. You don't want to move backwards. You know, there are some situations where you need to take a step back to move two steps forward. But in most situations in life, I believe forward progress is the goal. I have a sign in my room that I've blanked on the phrasing now, but you know, it's, did you make forward progress towards your goals today? And before I leave my room every morning, I make sure to read that to myself. And, you know, I think that could be a valuable thing for the listeners is, did you make forward progress towards your goals every day? You know, 2% progress every day towards those goals can get you there really quickly.
I think with setting goals, what I've learned, how I've learned to set more goals, or set better goals, I should say, is setting realistically unrealistic goals. So they're goals that, yes, they push you outside of your comfort zone and they're challenging for you to achieve, but they're things that you can actually achieve. Because time and time again, I've set myself crazy goals, which I like that. I think that setting yourself crazy goals by longer periods of time makes sense. When you broaden or you shrink the period of time that you're saying that you'd achieve this goal by, then it can put stress and almost make everything be super unrealistic for yourself. And then you just get depressed because you didn't set this goal. It's another goal that you set for yourself, and then you didn't achieve it. So I think being able to set yourself realistically unrealistic goals, which it sounds odd because it's like realistically unrealistic, but whenever you just break it down, realistic goals that push yourself out of the comfort zone that you can achieve within a good amount of time based on the skill level that you have, the skills that you're going to require to achieve this goal. And even if you fall short on those ones, like you said, you still made it so that you're really close to the top, but you might not have hit it, but you still have to look at, oh yeah, I've also made all of this progress. It's like whenever I think about lifting weights, I'm big into lifting weights nowadays. I've been lifting now for like 2 years or so, which has seen massive growth, which is hilarious. But whenever you think about going for a PR, like a personal best on bench press or something like that, and you come up short on your lift and you like maybe didn't hit whatever you wanted to do, but you just beforehand hit like 10 pounds less, you have to think about from whenever you started, whenever that was, oh, I actually have increased the weight like 20 times more than I did whenever I first started. And sometimes we lose sight of that because it's so important for us to achieve this next goal that we lose sight and we lose the perspective of, oh, I've actually done some really cool stuff since the last time I tried to achieve something. And I think that really speaks on the journey that it takes to achieve a goal rather than just the end goal. What a friend of mine who his actual episode will be out coming soon. It'll be out before this one goes out as well. Quentin, in the episode, he mentions how he doesn't set goals anymore. He just sets milestones, which I found very interesting because whenever you hit a goal, there's a sense of, oh, like I've achieved this and it's over. But whenever you hit a milestone, you still have more left in the tank. This is just a stop, a little pause. You can celebrate this pause and use it as motivation to achieve more. And that's something that I'm trying to rework with myself when it comes to goal setting, is maybe having a full-fledged goal that's out there, but then also setting milestones to basically keep myself in check. So rather than having me working with my head down the entire time, I can have things that I've now achieved per se because I've hit these certain milestones rather than an entire goal.
Absolutely. I think you have a phenomenal point with that, and you kind of brought back some funny memories in that regard. So what feels like a lifetime ago, I used to compete in powerlifting. It isn't a woe is me story, but probably 3 years ago now, I went through some pretty severe knee injuries and back injuries due to some sports I was playing. And I had to step away for 2 years from lifting. And I was lifting big weights when I was doing powerlifting. I mean, I maxed out I maxed my bench at 330 and some like really, really big lifts. And I recently started getting back in the gym over the last 6 months, and I'm struggling for at 225. And, we talk about marginal progress and continuing every day to go at it. And I took a moment to realize, wow, I did not appreciate in the moment how far I'd gone. Because when I was lifting these massive weights, I said, oh, man, why can't I do the next level? Why can't I push myself harder? You know, I was very difficult on myself, because that's what you do as an athlete is when you compete. But, you know, now I sit back and realize, wow, you know, as you know, what you said with Quentin said, if you just set these milestones now that I'm getting back into lifting more so for myself, for that kind of physique instead of just for power, setting those milestones instead of, you know, I think goals are important, but setting those different, like, hey, you know, let's reach, you know, by the end of the month, let's reach 235 for two reps. You know, setting those milestones for yourself is not a bad thing. And it gives you something to push towards during the month, during your day. If you set little milestones during the day, during the year for bigger milestones, you know, set your goals. And I think that's a big thing.